I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. A U.S. judge on Monday dismissed the federal criminal case accusing Donald Trump of attempting to overturn his 2020 election defeat after prosecutors moved to drop that prosecution and a second case against the president-elect. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener explains why.
That came after special counsel Jack Smith, the lead prosecutor overseeing the case, moved to dismiss it and also end his attempt to revive a separate case accusing Trump of illegally retaining classified documents after leaving office in 2021. The moves represent a huge legal victory for Trump. Prosecutors said a long-standing DOJ policy, which maintains that sitting presidents should not face criminal prosecution, requires the case to be dismissed before Trump takes office in January.
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. As part of his effort to crack down on illegal immigration and drugs, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is threatening to impose sweeping new tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China on his first day in office. AP's Norman Hall.
In a pair of posts on his Truth Social site Monday evening, Trump wrote that on January 20th, he will sign executive orders to charge Mexico and Canada a 25% tariff on all products coming into the U.S. Trump also threatened to charge China an additional 10% tariff. It's unclear whether Trump will actually go through with the tariffs or if he's using them as a negotiating tactic before he takes office in the new year. Norman Hall, Washington.
Reports say the Russian military has captured a Briton fighting with Ukrainian troops who have occupied parts of Russia's Kursk region. Russia also began launching daylight drone attacks on civilian areas of Ukraine, and its ground forces accelerated gains along parts of the front line. Russian state news agency TASS says the captured fighter was in the British Army for 4 years, then joined the International Legion of Ukraine, formed early on the nearly three-year-old war. This is VOA News. Diplomats and other officials say there have been several sticking points in ceasefire talks in the war between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, even as conditions for an agreement appear to be ripe. During a virtual news conference, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the trajectory of the Israel-Hezbollah negotiations are very positive.
We believe we've reached this point where, we're close. But again, I want to be careful and cautious here in how I characterize it. Because until you get everything done, you don't have a deal.
But speaking with reporters Sunday, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said Israel does not seem interested in a peace deal, although he keeps hearing one is imminent.
I've heard it many times. I heard it in Lebanon. I heard it in Gaza. And it seems that, once again, Israel is putting new conditions for this ceasefire.
Following the latest visit to the region by U.S. mediator, Israel hit central Beirut over the weekend and Hezbollah responded with its biggest barrage in weeks as each applied pressure to reach a deal. A new study suggests that the number of people killed in Sudan's civil war between the army and paramilitary rapid support forces is far higher than previously thought as the power struggle continues to magnify the world's worst hunger crisis, Henry Ridgewell reports.
An estimate widely used by international aid agencies said just over 20,000 civilians had died from the violence in the first 14 months of the war. But a new study from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine looked at multiple sources and suggests the death rate is much higher. Maysoon Dahab is lead author of the report.
In the first 14 months of the war, there has been a 50% increase in the death rate in Khartoum State alone. That amounts to about 61,000 deaths due to disease, starvation, and directly from the violence itself.
Separately, the aid group Doctors Without Borders says that since January this year, one in six of its patients at a Khartoum hospital were children under 15. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Somalia's government says 24 people died after two boats capsized off of the Madagascar coast in the Indian Ocean. Somalia's foreign minister said 46 people were rescued. Most of the passengers were young Somalis, and their intended destination remains unclear. Supporters of imprisoned Pakistani former Premier Imran Khan have breached a lockdown in the capital Islamabad to demand his release. Police used tear gas Tuesday to disperse the crowds, and at least six people died in protest-related violence. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.